So there are different texts on Buddha's previous life stories. And Geshe-la mentions, for example, one from an Indian Buddhist master called 36 Stories of Buddha's Rebirths, and one from a Tibetan scholar called Wish-Fulfilling Tree of 108 Deeds. So this is mentioned in Joyful Path of Good Fortune, where Geshe-la tells a different story. Well, he tells this story and another story. And I'd encourage all of us, in all our Kadampa books, keep a lookout for stories of previous rebirths of Buddha. Then we can put this teaching into practice over and over and over again. Understanding what Buddha did, what Buddha accomplishes, through cherishing others. All these stories show that Buddha completely gave his attention and cherishing, gave his attention. This is real appropriate attention. Gave his attention and cherishing, the mind of cherishing, only to others, worked only for others. And we can see enlightenment comes through these views, intentions, and activities. And Geshe-la explained the third verse that he translated. Many times, through the force of my compassion, I gave my bodies, limbs, flesh, blood, and so on to others. Amazing. You know, just contemplating that from your heart, you think one day, for others, please, can I do this? Can I be willing to do this? Can I have a mind that so deeply cherishes others? I would do anything, give up anything for their sake. This is the mind that will lead to enlightenment. So we're so inspired by this example. So selfless activity. This is what we're learning about. We need to hold as our yearning, as our object of our faith, selfless activity. Selfless activity. And see examples to be inspired by. So Geshe-la says, not only, because we might think these are stories, these are histories. They're histories, meaning that the places where these things happened can be found. So for example, in the story Geshe-la tells us, this place exists in Nepal. So Geshe-la tells us the story. In one area of Nepal, there is a mountain, a holy place. You can still visit it now, where Buddha in his former life gave his body to the hungry tigress. So here's the story. At that time, he was a practitioner who was the son of a wealthy family. One day, he and his friends were on a long walk in the forest. They found a mother tigress with many cubs. The mother was so hungry and very weak. The practitioner realized that the mother had the intention to eat her cubs. Because she could not bear the suffering of hunger, the mother tiger wanted to eat her cubs. The practitioner said to his friends, "Just look at Samsara's situation. The mother tigress wants to eat her dearest children through the fault of her self-cherishing. How powerful and harmful is this demon of self-cherishing?" So we can find this part of the story in Joyful Path of Good Fortune under the disadvantages of self-cherishing. But Geshe-la goes further. Then the practitioner, who was the previous incarnation of Buddha, wanted to give his own body to the mother tigress and cubs. But he realized his friends wouldn't allow him to do that. So he asked them, "Could you please go and find this special fruit from the tree so we can give it to the tiger?" So he gave them a mission, a little bit to send them away. Normally tigers don't eat fruit, but maybe it ate this particular fruit. He sent his friends far away looking for the fruit. During this time, he took off his clothes and lay naked in front of the tigress. So you imagine that mind. Because she was nearly dead, she couldn't eat. So he took some hard leaves from a nearby tree and cut into his flesh so that blood appeared. And he gave it to the tigress and the cubs, his own blood, offered gladly to save the tigress and her cubs. And they took the blood and then ate him. When the friends returned, they were surprised that almost half the body was already eaten. And they thought, "The tigress has killed our friend." But then they saw on the ground the practitioner had written them a message in blood. "I happily gave my body to this hungry mother tigress and her cubs. Please do not harm them." Because he was worried otherwise his friends would harm the tiger. This place in Nepal is a place of pilgrimage where many Buddhist people visit. So holy places such as these, with stories from Buddhist past lives, exist in many countries. His selfless activity clearly comes from abandoning self-cherishing and cherishing only other living beings. We should follow. We should follow. So we have the aspiration, the wish, to have no self-cherishing, whereby we would gladly give of ourself, even our own body, to benefit others. As a result of these selfless activities, no self-cherishing, Buddha attained the supreme happiness of enlightenment. That's where that mind takes us to. It's so precious. He freed himself from mistaken appearance and every kind of samsaric problem and suffering, gained omniscient wisdom, and gained the ability to benefit each and every living being every day. All spiritual realizations have followed from these selfless activities. Understanding this, we should decide to follow this example and make the determination to cherish others.